In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Dear friends in Christ, you just heard from our reading here what it takes to be a good Christian worthy of Paul's praise. What is needed here is a fruitful faith expressed by works, labors of love to others, and a steadfast hope in the Lord's return. Yes, it takes excellence in faith, in love, and in hope to be a type and an imitator of Christ and a model to other Christians, as the Thessalonians were here for other people in the neighboring regions of Macedonia and Achaia. And now we should ask ourselves this question: do we also want to become such models or imitators of Paul and, of course, of Jesus Christ? Certainly, as Christians, we too would like to earn appraisal and good reputation for what we believe and stand in. But how do we achieve this goal of becoming good imitators of Christ? What kind of a Christian ethic is needed to make it happen that we do become such types? Obviously, we must not withdraw ourselves from this world and flee into mysticism or into a place of seclusion such as a monastery in order to accomplish the goals of becoming a good Christian. As Lutherans, we enjoy life and the gifts of creation far too much to do something as foolish as that. But even when we are caught in the midst of this world and its challenges, it does not mean that we now must imitate Christ in every action and detail, as some students do of their professors. This we are told clearly here by Luther himself in his lectures to Hebrews. There he says, "If you wish to do just as Christ, you will have to be born of a virgin, raise the dead, walk on water, take no wife, have no gold, nor any manservant or maidservant. Christ was a preacher. Do not take everything Christ did as an example." Do not take everything Christ did as an example. I think that is the key word here to become a good Christian, because we cannot do everything that he did. Christ's work is unique and substitutionary. To be a good imitator of Christ, therefore, demands from us the recognition that we cannot go as far as he did and as deep as he did. Those of us, therefore, who want to follow Christ in the dimension of being good examples to others, we must humble ourselves first and entrust ourselves firmly in Christ, who has suffered and died for us on the cross. Christ is a preacher of the gospel. He preaches to us the grace of God. He comforts and pacifies our terrified consciences. Christ, therefore, is what we could say a sacramentum, a sacrament first for us before he can become an example. He gives to us God's righteousness, God's wisdom, God's redemption, and God's forgiveness at our baptism and Holy Communion. And when we come to receive those gifts, we cannot come as imitators, but rather as penitent recipients of something we cannot give to ourselves. So if it does not mean that we shall follow Christ in every detail, is there still a good way of becoming a type or an imitation of Christ? What ethic should apply? I'm thinking here of what Paul says in his letter to Philippians, of having the same attitude as Christ. With such an attitude, he says, one would not be concerned about oneself, but be concerned about the interests of others. And such an attitude was that of the Thessalonians. Their faith was expressed in good works to others. They stooped low to assist others, driven by love. And particularly in persecution and trial, they were willing to forgive their enemies while they were carried on with the hope in Christ's return. Yes, adopting such an attitude, that would make us good news to all those people around us. During my brief stay in Germany, I met with a missionary friend, and I could inform myself about the well-being of my former members in Botswana. I tell you, the news was very good. And for a moment here, I felt like Paul himself hearing from Timothy the good news about the Thessalonians. In both cases here, you have Christians, young Christians, who have turned from idolatry to serve the one and the true living God. For a moment, I also rejoiced like Paul, thinking that my years of labor had not been in vain. But for every Christian imitation occurring in this world, the praise must go to God Himself. Paul points to God and thanks Him because He is the driving force behind everything good that is happening in Thessalonica. And such an attitude should also be ours. Let us then be imitators of Christ with the attitude Christ encourages with these words. Let your light shine in front of people, then they will see the good you do and praise your Father in heaven. Amen.